Gosh, and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and at the White House, the Education Department in the crosshairs as President Trump holds a signing ceremony.
In a few moments, I will sign an executive order to begin eliminating the Federal Department of Education once and for all.
He'll call for the Education Secretary to close the agency. The sweeping directive, the White House says, is designed to cut costs and return funding to states. Critics say dismantling the Education Department will hurt underserved students and schools. It's still requires the approval of Congress. A federal judge has temporarily blocked Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing sensitive records maintained by the Social Security Administration. It also requires DOGE to destroy information from the agency in their possession that identifies individual taxpayers. The company that makes Benadryl, asking parents to check their cabinets, 100 milliliter bottles of Benadryl liquid elixir sold on Amazon, now being recalled. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Brown County Board of Supervisors voted last night to reject an offer from C. Rice to purchase the former Pulliam Power Plant. That purchase is an integral part of the plan to move coal piles from prime real estate on the water in downtown Green Bay to the Pulliam site. The board said there's an alternate site at the Fox River Terminal that could be used for those coal piles. Studies have shown that the city and county could benefit from $150 million of waterfront development if the coal piles are moved. Two candidates vying to become the next state superintendent of public instruction met Wednesday night for an online forum to discuss their differing assessments of Wisconsin's public education system. Incumbent Jill Underley and challenger Brittany Kinzer disagreed starkly on where Wisconsin schools are right now. Kinzer says she's running to restore standards that were lowered last year. She pledged to work with parents, increase transparency, ensure money gets into classrooms, reward great teachers, and decrease bureaucracy.
Right now, unfortunately, 3 out of 10 children are only reading well enough to go to college or have a career. And in Milwaukee, where I live, we have the worst outcomes for our Black students, with only 5% of children reading well enough to go to college or have a career.
Underley disagreed, arguing that Kinzer's claim that only 3 of 10 children are reading well enough to go to college is misleading. The candidates disagreed markedly on a range of issues, from teacher pay, special education funding, challenges for Wisconsin's rural districts, diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, and expansion of voucher programs in charter schools. Kinzer says she believes new ideas are the solution to the problem. The election is April 1st. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports March Madness. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell, 18. John Tanjay had 15. In all, 5 Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face the winner of Brigham Young against Virginia Commonwealth University on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Looking mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a shower or two in the afternoon, highs to the upper 40s. Then we're back into sun Saturday, cooler, highs upper 30s to 40. Rain and snow possible Sunday. Right now it's 31.
The Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the Northwoods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Friday's show, Dr. Ryan Burns joins us from Bell and Sports Medicine. New Denmark Brewing and Distillery stop by for the top craft pick promotion. And we'll feature live music courtesy of Heights Pub and Parlor. Join us.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Thursday. Wednesday. What day is it today? It's Wednesday. Thursday.
It's
Happy
Thursday,
man. Got Earl with me here on this wonderful Thursday here in Southeast Wisconsin. Got Jess P.S. on the board. You can check out Earl's show Monday through Friday. Pretty sure those are the days. 8 to 10 a.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Earl, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for joining me again.
You mean to tell me there's some news to talk about, man?
You know, as we're preparing for the show, as we sometimes do, you know, Earl and I just get into it. We just start talking, like, oh, my God, what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And next thing you know, it's like, oh, damn, we got to turn these mics on. We do this all over again.
And Jess just quietly rips up the notes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Jess. Folks, you can join us as well, 855-752-4842. A lot of things to get to today. We've got some updates on the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. More things being said by Brad Schimmel. You know, as we're talking before the show, it's like, where's the dumb things that Susan Crawford has said? I don't hear them. Where's the insulting things that we've heard that Susan Crawford's on the mic saying? I don't hear them. If we have them, we'll play them. Boy, we got a library of Brad Schimmel, because this guy, he just continues to say dumb things and insulting things. And perhaps misleading things as well. We'll go there as well. The DNC, they're getting involved here in the state of Wisconsin as well. Early voter turnout, that's going very well. Glad to see that, folks. Don't forget, early voting going on right now. You can do that. Also, in the second hour, Earl and I are going to get to what's going on in the Democratic Party. Are you mad at the Democratic Party? Who's the leadership of the Democratic Party? Do we get anything when Chuck Schumer accepted in the U.S. Senate the Republicans' continuing resolution? We're going to go through that as well. Perhaps get your thoughts on who you think should be leading the Democratic Party. Oh, hell, just leading anybody. We need some leadership, Earl, somewhere, somehow. Would someone please, someone step up, be a leader? We'll talk about that as well. Perhaps some of the culture wars as well. Earl, Brad Schimmel, this Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Daniel Bice writing up at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You got to love it. I'm going to jump into just a little bit of the article. Apparently at a Save America rally last August, because, you know, you got a Save America rally at the Save America. How's it going, America? Is that working out for us? Is it great? Is it great?
I don't feel safe.
At the Save America rally, Schimmel deemed the newest member of the court, Janet Protasiewicz, the least sophisticated, and then had some really mean things to say. We have the sound? Uh-huh. Let's hear Brad Schimmel at the Save America rally last August.
By the way, I don't like the pro-choice title.
Oops, sorry, wrong one.
Now they got Janet Protasiewicz elected to the court. She was the least sophisticated of them. And by least sophisticated, I mean dumb as a sack of hammers.
Wow, dude, dumb as a sack of hammers, least sophisticated. I mean, how is so this guy's super insulting, but this is also the same guy, Earl, who lamenting these Milwaukee late night ballot drops. Remember that? Do we have that song?
Oh,
as well?
I do. Yeah.
Let's remind Earl. You know, every time an election comes around and a Republican loses, you know what they always get mad about? Milwaukee counting their absentee ballots after 7 p.m. You know, because it's the law. And it could have been changed by the Republicans, but they declined in the Senate to pick it up. It actually passed the House in a bipartisan measure to allow Milwaukee to start counting these ballots earlier than that, so we wouldn't have to have results at all hours of the morning, which gives justification for schmucks like Schimmel and Hovde and Scott Walker to, oh my God, they finally came in Milwaukee, and they, you know, 80,000 votes went against me. Must be fraud. I don't know what's happening. But do you, or are you really as dumb as a sack of hammers, Mr. Schimmel?
Get our votes banked. Make this too big to rig so we don't have to worry that at 11:30 in Milwaukee, they're going to find bags of ballots that they forgot to put into the machines like they did in 2018 or in 2024.
Lie.
When Eric Hovde, you know, was ahead all night, and then all of a sudden Milwaukee County changed that.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if there was fraud there. There's no way for me to know that.
Yeah, there is kind of a way to know that. We do recounts. You know, you can file some lawsuits if you have some probable causes, all sorts of things that can happen. Earl, thank you for joining, man. I mean, this guy really gets me going, and we're getting closer and closer to the election, and he just it's hard for me to say how much I really, really, really don't like this guy.
You know, Dominic, help me understand. He talked about, you know, we got to get this done before something happens. And then he says, well, I don't know if any of those things did happen. Well, come on, man. Come on. You know, one thing for sure, I listen well, right? So I heard him initially say, we have to make sure we get the early vote because of what happened the prior years. And then he came back and said, well, I really can't, you know, I can't put my hands. So, you know, Dominic, you know how it works. When the Republicans lose, it's fixed. When they win, everything's all right. It's just like a child, man. If Donald Trump would have lost the election, can you imagine where we would be right now? That'd be, you know, there'd be no peace at all in this country. And they would be turning things over. They would still be whining and crying and saying the election was rigged. You know, but Brad Schimmel, I heard him. That must have been yesterday,
yes.
that last piece that you played.
Mm-hmm.
Because I heard him yesterday, man. See, I listen to conservative talk radio, man. And I'm listening to this man. And I'm saying, okay, this is the same guy who during the debate kind of said, you know, we shouldn't get into, you know, Republican, Democrat. What's the word I'm looking
partisan
for?
Partisan attacks.
Partisan politics.
Yeah.
So what was he just doing?
well, that was last August at the Save America rally. Man, it's totally, totally different. Well, it's seemingly when he's, depending on who he's talking to, he'll say these kinds of things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's as Bice points out in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article, this accusation, calling Protasiewicz as dumb as a sack of hammers kind of goes like a Republican Kevin Nicholson made a claim 4 years ago that former Lieutenant Rebecca Clayfish was dumb as a bag of hammers. You know, these guys digging deep for their insulting of the women. Let's not forget that. I mean, this is also, it's not just about politics. It's also about gender, in my opinion. He goes on to say, well, on Jill Karofsky, right? He goes after, yep, Jill Karofsky, addled and crazy? Oh, mm-hmm. let's hear more.
Sure, a little bit of a longer clip. He really gets into it.
Okay, let's hear it.
I challenge you, go to Wisconsin Eye and watch the oral arguments in the case. It'll blow your mind. You've never seen anything like it.
Blow your mind.
From a court. Justice Jill Karofsky turns to this lawyer who's representing the Sheboygan County DA, and the issue in this case is simply, is the 1849 law superseded by the laws that have been passed more recently during Roe v. Wade? That's the argument in this case. She, correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, and I'm not going to imitate her because it would be rude, She was yelling.
Yelling.
At the top of her lungs.
Top of her lungs.
At his lawyer in the Wisconsin Supreme Court on audio video that he's signing the death warrant for thousands of women and thousands of babies. First off, who signed the death warrant for the babies? what the heck is she talking about? Who are all these thousands of women that are going to... But that's not even the point.
Well, yeah, it's not the point, those women.
That she's so addled that she couldn't... Now, she could not carry her demeanor like a justice is supposed to or a judge anywhere. This is the crazy we're up against.
And... To get to the point, Jess did the homework.
Yep,
you actually went and found the sound.
I did
of this accusation as Justice Karofsky talking to this
and just listen to how absolutely hysterical,
addled, hysterical. She's crazy. I tell you. And he said it, yelling at the top of her lungs.
Top of her lungs.
Well, let's hear Justice Karofsky at the top of her lungs, according to Brad Schimmel.
Tommy, and I fear that what you are asking this court to do is to sign the death warrants of women and children and pregnant people in this state. Because under your interpretation, they could all be denied life-saving medical care while the medical professionals who are charged with taking care of them are forced to sit idly by. This is the world gone mad. I don't understand how that is not the crime here.
You can... sense the passion certainly in her voice, and I think that's justifiable. But certainly, addled, screaming at the top of her lungs, Brad Schimmel, are you kidding me? I don't know, you know, how you grew up, man, but obviously you never had any Italian women around you because you would know what screaming at the top of your lungs sounds like. Earl, what are your thoughts, man?
Well, first off, when you've been around a little while, I used to listen to Brad Schimmel. Because I told you, I listened to conservative talk before he even was given the opportunity to be in the positions he's in by Scott Walker. And Brad Schimmel was not far up the list for, you know, that conservatives looked at as somebody as rising star. You know, Brad Schimmel is not, you hear him speak, man, he is not a guy that you say, oh, man, this guy should be a Supreme Court justice. it's not there, man. And so just hearing him over the years and thinking that he's a heartbeat away from becoming a Supreme Court justice, it's hard to fathom. Yet he called Janet Protasiewicz. He said she was dumb as a bag of hammers. You know, man, he's not exactly the brightest star,
no.
You know, in the universe, man. He's not a very bright guy. And the fact that they're putting him up to become a Supreme Court justice really kind of is shameful. As far as I'm concerned, they couldn't find somebody brighter than he is.
No, this cat's been running for like the last year and a half for this
job. I know,
man. He wants it, baby. He wants it. Don't let him get it. Early voting is going on right now. Go out, vote for Susan Crawford. Early votes, man, almost double where we were 2 years ago at this time. So there is a lot of passion, and presumably there's lots of conservatives getting out there as well. You heard Brad Schimmel, bank those early votes because, you know, Milwaukee's going to come in late. And imagine the largest city in the state might have some influence on the election. Too bad the Republicans won't let them count those absentee ballots early. Come back with us. Earl Ingram joining us, 855-752-4842.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
This National Ag Week, we salute the men and women of agriculture. Quality Roasting would like to thank everyone involved in farming for their hard work and dedication helping to feed America. With flexible feeding options, Quality Roasting is here to help you explore how high oleic soybeans can fit into your farm strategy and make an impact. Quality Roasting, a local soybean processor since 1991. Call today, 920-775-9279, to sell your soybeans.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And the second annual Brews and Baskets is coming back on Saturday, March 29th from 1 till 4 p.m. at the Appleton Beer Factory. You can join the community at this fundraising event that's benefiting the animals of the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary and the Paw Fee Shop Cat Cafe. Kitten season is just around the corner, and they need your help now more than ever. It's family friendly, and it's free to attend. Head to WISS.FM and click events to learn more.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. working hard on the board, spinning the tunes. Earl Ingram joining me as co-host today. You can check out his fine program Monday through Friday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Love it when Earl comes around talking right now about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And if you don't know, well, now you know. Schimmel, not the brightest guy, but he's fine with, you know, calling out other people's intelligence and seemingly mocking the women on the court. Seems to be a theme throughout these Republicans over the years. Hell, even against the own Republican women, like Clayfish. But this is a national story, Earl, and ABC News is reporting that the DNC is set to announce that on Tuesday, its earliest ever new election cycle investment into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. To help boost organizing on the ground, the Democratic Party will host phone banks and call more than 2 million Wisconsin voters in support of Crawford. Damn. DNC's new investment will be used for on-the-ground operations, including organizing, peer-to-peer texting, and mobilizing thousands of volunteers to help the Wisconsin Democratic Coordinated Campaign. Last month, DNC Chair Ken Martin was in Wisconsin canvassing for the Wisconsin Democratic Coordinated Campaign. We know the election's coming up April 1st, folks. Don't forget. The investment being made in the DNC comes on the first day of early voting in Wisconsin. That's from yesterday. The race will also preview how voters in the battleground state feel a few months into President Trump's election. I mean, this is a referendum already, Earl, on Trump's administration, in my opinion. Quickly, a quote from Ben Wickler, the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. With Wisconsin voters up against the world's richest man, this is an all-hands-on-deck moment, and we're thrilled to have the support of the DNC in this fight. Elections in Wisconsin often come down to a hair's breadth, and every voter we can turn out to support Judge Susan Crawford and Dr. Jill Underley on April 1st can make the difference between keeping Wisconsin on a path of progress or letting Elon Musk and Donald Trump drag us backwards. Earl, DNC, national attention, new ads getting rolled out, according to The Hill, by Susan Crawford. How you feeling these days, man?
You know, man, the Republicans are such hypocrites. I was listening to conservative radio this morning as I drive into to the studio every day. And they were whining and crying about the National Democratic Party getting involved. Oh, the Democratic Party, and they're getting involved in this. And my, you know, why do these guys have to get involved? Hey, man, You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Elon Musk can drop whatever it is he wants to drop. And the Democratic Party should not get involved in this race. It's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Yeah, especially here at the state level, that there's something wrong as if a crime has been committed, Dominic. You know, the fact that the Democrats are doing what they have to do. We spent 10 years with Republican rule at the Supreme Court, man. And yet the Republicans are saying that, you know, if you allow this to happen, and they're trying to rev up their troops, they're going to play politics. Oh, excuse me, politics.
Yeah.
They're going to play politics. If you let the Democrats get in, they're going to play politics. Hey, man, what was it over that 10-year span, maybe a little bit longer than that, that we all had to deal with when they were in charge of the Supreme Court?
Gerrymandering,
we still haven't recovered. Yeah. And they're saying, they're using the verbiage. They're going to gerrymander. That's what Republicans are saying, man. The Republican talk shows. If you let them in, they'll gerrymander. And all of the victories that we had, you know,
under the Republican gerrymandered maps. You know, these Republicans know something about gerrymandering, Earl, because they were living that world for like 10, 12 years, man. I mean, it was the most significant political gerrymander in the history of the world, as far as I know. Certainly history of this country. Went up to the Supreme Court, and they said, well, we don't know how to really judge this. How do you gauge? Because you can't, you know, you certainly can't a gerrymander based on race and things like that. But apparently on politics, you can. And that's what they did. And if you listen to Robin Voss, the assembly speaker here in the state of Wisconsin, no, they just got better candidates and better ideas. Well, all of a sudden, of course, we got a non-conservative Supreme Court. They overturned the gerrymander, and oh, man, look what happened. All of a sudden, the Dems picked up a few more seats. Now, the Republicans are still in control. Right, we've got a long way to go, but at least it's a little more level. How terrible is that, Republicans, to, you know, try to get on a level playing field with everybody? You know, you got a gerrymander to such a degree that they brought an outside counsel, people had to sign non-disclosure agreements, and they showed you your own little part. I mean, this drove Republican State Senator Dale Schultz out of the party. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is what they've been doing, and now they're going to accuse everybody else of what they've been doing.
In 1 year, we've kind of seen some changes, and you started to really realize the impact. We've been in such a quagmire as Democrats at this state level with Republicans controlling everything. We almost forgot what it's like for there to even be any right. balance or any fairness. For heaven's sakes, I talked with State Senator Chris Larson last week, and I asked him, man, as long as you've been in, you know, the legislature, you've never seen Democrats, and he's been there a while, in control, man. You know what I mean? He's never. So in all the time that he's been there, so we know what the outcome of these things are. It would be different, Dominic, if the outcome of what they did didn't have some major impact and effect on the lives of the citizens of this state. But they did, right?
Yep.
Major impact on us.
Folks who are listening to the Dom Salvia Show, my co-host for the day, Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show, broadcasting right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. He's going to join us up until the 6 o'clock hour. Of course, remember, we always wrap the day up by telling us something good. We'll always enjoy that. You can join us as well, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. When we come back, the Trump administration making efforts to go after, certainly, the Department of Education, new executive order signed today, and Elon Musk continues to go after Social Security, but boy, those Republicans wish he'd shut his pie hole for a bit. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Realtors Association's February report was released Thursday, and it shows the median price for a home in the state is now $305,000. That's almost an 11% increase over 12 months. The lack of available housing inventory means it's still a strong seller's market. Mortgage rates are up a bit. Average 30-year fixed mortgage rate is 6.84%, up from 6.78%. in February of 2024. Tom Larson, the CEO of WRA, said with the high demand for houses, low supply, and high mortgage rates, affordability is low and will remain so for the foreseeable future. Snowy owls are so rare and beautiful, and we now know how a snowy owl that was found in New Glarus died. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Early last month, a DNR conservation warden collected the bird and submitted it to the National Wildlife Health Center in Madison for diagnostic testing. The results? Intestinal worms, which is common in birds of prey. They also tested it for the bird flu, which came back negative. The owl's location drew in dozens of visitors, and the DNR worried it might hurt their health. Despite no indication that human disturbance was involved in the owl's death, this case highlights that looks can be deceiving. For most of the bird's stay, the owl seemed to be doing just fine, with many stories of it being active and catching prey, and it did not appear to be starving. Yet, it was, for at least the final stages of its life, trying to conserve its limited energy. Survival for wild animals is a challenge. Disease, predators, injury, weather, unfamiliar territory, and inexperience are all natural factors that can lead to death.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some moving pictures to consider. Disney's live-action version of Snow White is called Disney's Snow White. The film stars Rachel Zegler as Snow White and Gal Gadot as the evil witch, and it's packed with Snow White pals Bashful, Doc, Sleepy, and the gang. The story might be an age-old Disney favorite, but this new iteration is pulling only a 45% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not good when you mess up a classic. Here are a couple suggestions for films that are reviewing well. Sci-fi horror film Ash is the story of a woman who wakes up on a foreign planet only to find her crew has been murdered. The film has been called riveting and is pulling an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. Magazine Dreams also has excellent reviews. The drama tells the story of a bodybuilder pursuing his dream of being on the cover of muscle magazines, but struggles with loneliness. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Looking mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a shower or two in the afternoon, highs to the upper 40s. Then we're back into sun Saturday, cooler, highs upper 30s to 40. Rain and snow possible Sunday. Right now it's 33.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break into Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station that gets set to win starting Monday, March 24th. It's time to break into spring with WISS. The Todd Allbush Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look, Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. It's just all over the world.
You have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
We're talking about Trump tariffs as well as other news for Wisconsin with Dr. Kristen Lierley in the first hour. Hari Kundabolu is our guest in the second hour, and this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Yeah, yeah, come on, we want to make 19.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Earl Ingram joining me today. You can check his show out 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday at the Civic Media Radio Network. Earl, thank you so much for joining me, folks. You can as well, 855-75-CIVIC. As we went to the break, we're talking briefly about some of these topics. Social Security, Elon Musk, we did get some updates on that. According to the New Republic, the judge kicks Doge out of Social Security, and a huge blow to Elon Musk. He's been working to gut the Social Security Administration. We'll get to that as well. But we can't leave. There's one more Brad Schimmel highlight we need to bring for you folks. I mean, if we may, medianews.com, Schimmel called pro-choice a sham. It's a sham to be pro-choice, Earl, and questioned others' faith in Christ back in 2018. Of course, you know, you can't believe in Jesus and want women to have their own choice, I guess. So let's hear a little bit of Schimmel from the olden days in 2018.
Certainly.
By the way, I don't like the pro-choice title. That's a sham. There is no choice when the alternatives are either you're on your own or you abort this child.
Pro-choice is a sham, according to the guy who wants to be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Earl, I know we just keep clubbing this guy like a baby seal when he's down, but it's so deserved. Is that wrong? I shouldn't talk like that.
Maybe not. Right.
Well, you know who he reminds me of, Dominic. What was the crotchety old guy that was choking the justice that was Republican.
Oh,
that was choking
he passed away recently.
He kind of reminds me of that guy. You know, he's if you look at this guy, man, Brad Schimmel, he didn't look like he's got a lot of testosterone in him. You know what I mean?
David Prosser is who you're thinking about.
Yeah, David Prosser. Yeah. You know, he doesn't look like he's got a lot of testosterone. Like you said, always attacking women. You know, kind of like Donald Trump, right?
This is a theme.
These cats are always, and Republicans, always attacking women. I don't understand that, man. I really don't. And yet some women vote for them.
To your point, former Republican Supreme Court Justice David Prosser from 2011, you know, kind of remind you, he won't face criminal charges over allegations that he choked a liberal colleague, prosecutor said. And that liberal colleague happened to be a woman.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Yeah,
at the Supreme Court.
Yes, yikes.
choking the justice.
Sauk County District Attorney Patricia Barrett, a special prosecutor in the case, said after reviewing the investigator's report, she decided there's no basis to file charges against either Justice David Prosser or Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who accused Prosser of choking her. Walsh Bradley accused Prosser of choking her in June while the justices were deliberating the merits of a lawsuit challenging Walker's contentious law stripping public workers of their collective bargaining rights. Now, Walsh Bradley, seeing the courts, she was part one of the liberal justices, and Prosser he's a former Republican legislator. Yeah, put his hands on her neck, perhaps. I don't remember. I don't remember what happened. But this is a legacy we're talking about. So, come on, for real. There should be no aggressive physical contact between Supreme Court justices, right?
That should be a really low bar to pass.
I mean, maybe a pat on the back, you know, a firm handshake, you know, something like that. You know, no pats on the ass. I'm just saying that's not okay. But, you know, if you're ever in a conflict where all of a sudden you're like ready to choke someone, I'm like, mm-hmm. What, dude? Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the legacy. I mean, and this is, I mean, come on, man. How would Schimmel be? Would he be like that? I don't know. He doesn't have very much respect for the other women on the court, certainly.
Well, that's the point. Prosser didn't have any respect for the women on the court. You know, and you always wonder, Dominic, you always know if there was a man, justice probably wouldn't have happened, right?
Right, right. And it's not like Prosser was a robust, fit man.
No, right. He was the little guy.
You know what I mean? that could have, I mean, Hagedorn would wipe the floor with the guy. You know what I mean? Let's see here. A Crawford spokesman, again, this is on Schimmel making these comments today, or at least the news being reported of him calling Karofsky addled and calling Protasiewicz as dumb as a
dumb as a sack of hammers.
Here's what the Crawford spokesman said. Schimmel can't hide or backpedal from these unethical comments, and he should unequivocally apologize to Justice Walsh Bradley, Justice Dalit, Justice Karofsky, Justice Protasiewicz, and Justice Hagedorn for his misconduct. I was like, wait, Hagedorn?
That me, or is that more than half the court?
I mean, what did Hagedorn? Well, this is what he said about Hagedorn. He called conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn soft-headed and claimed on a 2022 radio show that conservatives were concerned about, what if we get another Hagedorn and we get burned? So Hagedorn, to many folks' surprise, and well, mine especially, has been kind of middle of the road on some of these things. And that's great. I mean, I appreciate that. That's good, you know. But it seemingly, if you look at something and agree sometimes with all those women, all those woke women on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, well, you're soft-headed. You're not a good soldier. You're not doing enough to help Team Trump, because that's what this is all about, man. And that's the character of Brad Schimmel.
You know, man, state Supreme Court seat. You know, the state of Wisconsin, man. You know, and where it sits, clearly, that this money that's being invested. Is being invested because the state of Wisconsin clearly has more juice than many other states across the nation.
Right now, yep.
You know, or they wouldn't be spending the kind of money that they're spending. And you just wonder, Dominic, when you look at the map of the presidential election and you see almost all red. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It kind of almost all went red if you... Just if you just see nothing but the map and how they colored it.
Yeah, but land doesn't vote, Earl. you know what I mean? And some of these counties have like 4,000 or 10,000 people in them. I mean, that's not – yeah, I know. It can be deceiving depending on the map. But you brought it up. And, folks, we'll get to your calls momentarily, 855-752-4842. The money, man. The money in this case. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is predicting that the amount of money spent in this race will double the last time around, which was a record then. Well, we're going to push
$59 million.
$100 million by the time it's all said and done, Earl? $100
yes.
million. Dollars. But we can't have, you know, you got to cut $4 million from the food pantries. You got to do something to, you know, save money. But, you know, politically speaking here, right and left, lots of folks getting involved. $100 million, Earl, we could do so much more with that money.
You know, Dominic, it is outlandish. Because, again, last year, $59 million, and I think that was $30 million more than the most expensive race. And, you know, I'm not good at math, you know, but Dominic, it's certainly the next race, which is, I think, a year from now. What is that one going to run?
Nothing goes down, Earl, man. It's Trumpflation, baby, except Tesla stock. But, I mean, it's continuing. Yeah, according to ABC News, $56 million poured into the 2023 election Supreme Court race. We're at $59 million right now, and the projection is to go over $100 million. And the next race, the next time around, to your point, Earl, $150 million, $200 million?
Yes.
What are we talking about? This is insanity.
Man, not only is it insanity, you have to ask the question. They're investing this money, and they want something, right? They're not investing $100 million, you know, and just saying, hey, Justice, do whatever it is. You know, it's your thing. Do what you want to do, right? They want something. So for that $100 million, so you have to ask the question, Dominic. Something has happened with the democracy that we keep telling people we have. Is there democracy when $100 million can be spent for one seat on the state Supreme Court level, man, in Wisconsin? We're not talking about New York. We're not talking about California. We're not talking about Florida. We're not talking about Texas. We're talking about Wisconsin, man. Come on, man. It's unfathomable that this could happen. You and I, 10 years ago, we could have never envisioned.
No.
5 years ago.
No.
That this could happen.
And here we are. And the spigot's open, in large part due to the Republican. You know, there's no enforcement of even whatever left of our campaign finance laws these days. I mean, the way that they've gone around the law. Well, you can only give so much to the candidate, but you can give unlimited amounts to the party, and they can funnel it however you want. Well, great. Thanks a lot. I mean, it doesn't really give you any limitations now, does it? And we see that playing out right now. And
it's the Republicans that did this. Let's not kid ourselves. I hear people say, well, both sides do it. Hey, man, both sides weren't doing it. One side made it possible for this to happen.
Right.
And the other side is saying, hey, if they're doing it, we're going to do it as well.
And you got it.
And
Ben Wickler from the Democratic political party side here in the state of Wisconsin, the party chair, he's been great at it. He's been beating the Republicans at their own game that they redid. Remember, because that all came about after Scott Walker was involved in John Doe, because he was coordinated with third-party groups. I mean, this whole thing, I mean, it goes on. We're all back to Scott Walker, man. I mean, literally, like, Schimmel was Scott Walker's guy, right? He was his AG. Scott Walker gave him the appointment in the Waukesha judgeship. This is all stems from Scott Walker. So there you go. When you think about who you're going to vote for, if you're having any question, just think, Scott Walker. You want that guy's leftovers, you know, sitting around Wisconsin for another 10 years? 10 years, this guy.
No, thanks.
Oh, my God. 855-752-4842. And I would. And I know there's a lot of Dems out there that are just appalled at the money in politics. And damn, we are, too. And I think there's bipartisan thought agreement. That, yeah, we're agreement on that we should do something about this. And if it comes to, you know, what, state-run elections or state-financed, you know, taxpayer-financed elections, something along those lines, or maybe cut it down to a 30 days. You know, you do something to change the trajectory, because going from, you know, 50 million to 100 million to God knows what's going to be next time around. You're right, Earl. That doesn't seem very much like a democracy. It seems like a lot of money buying politicians.
My last thing on the Dominic is, it would be different. Do you see what you're getting for the $100 million? Have you watched the commercials, man?
Oh, geez.
Come on, man.
Apparently everyone sucks at putting sex offenders away.
Come on, man. You're spending $100 million on that? Come on, man.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. They're on the radio, too, Earl. You hear them all the time. And as mentioned, you hear the blurbs. You know, we're FCC. We got to play the ads. And just so, you know, use your own critical thinking to determine what is truth and what is not truth. But to your point, Earl, yeah, I mean, we are getting delusional. They're terrible. It's hard to watch anything. To come on, I try to either change the channel or mute it, because I can't even stand it. I mean, how could two wannabe justices be so terrible at locking up sexual offenders? I mean, is there anybody else? If you listen to the commercials, everybody sucks. Come back with us. We don't suck. We're going to take your calls, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You don't need $100 million to get on this show. Just give us a little bit of love. We'll be right back.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Ledge Rock Distillery is your destination for locally produced spirits. Located outside Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, this family-owned and operated farm uses water naturally filtered through limestone ledge rock that's perfect for distilling. Visit them Wednesdays through Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. for samples and cocktails, as well as bottles for purchase. You can also order online at ledgerockdistillery.com. It's a sustainable seed-to-spirit experience, and it's at Ledge Rock Distillery.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842-855-75-Civic. Going to get to the phone lines momentarily. Joined today, Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show. Check him out 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Going to hang out with me till 6 o'clock. Just P.S. working hard on the board. Going to take some of your calls right now. Let's get to them. Annie from Watertown, you will be first every Thursday. We've confirmed it's Thursday.
It's Blursday.
Hey, Annie, welcome. What do you got for us?
What's been most appalling is Schimmel accusing Crawford of being political. Schimmel got his attorney general position after doing the big favor in the caucus scandal by Scott Jensen. Scott Jensen moved his case to Waukesha County, where Schimmel was, and Schimmel gave him the opportunity to continue to work in government.
That's absolutely correct, Annie. If Chuck Quala, he did some time. He got the felony, but Jensen got it moved to Waukesha. Jensen got it to be a misdemeanor, and Jensen is a highly paid lobbyist, to my understanding. And you couldn't be a highly paid lobbyist if you have a felony. It's like he needed that done, Annie, and Schimmel got it done for him. Apparently.
Yep, you bet.
Thank you for reminding us. There's so much, you know, after a while, or you and I have been around a little while, man, and you a little longer than me. We can kind of go back and remember some of these things. And thank you, Annie, for reminding us of that. 855-752-4842. Cindy from Appleton, you're next. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got for us?
Well, these Republicans who bash women do it because, you know, it's a mental abuse. And I think that's kind of what they're all about. And they never apologize, because if they apologize and don't accuse women of all these terrible things, that hurts their manlyhood.
Toxic masculinity? I mean, what? So the men are never wrong, Cindy? Is that the lesson learned?
I guess so.
It's terrible. Thank you for the call. And, of course, it's not just the misogyny. It's the... It's the way that he carries himself, and I don't know, Earl, and we kind of pounded on this. I'm going to continue to say it. When a guy like Brad Schimmel or even Scott Walker or Hovde comes in and complains about, you know, the way that Milwaukee has to count their absentee ballots based on the laws of Wisconsin that could have been changed by Republicans, they either are absolutely ignorant, literally do not know how it works, Earl. They don't know. They're dumb as a sack of hammers. They have no idea. Or, which makes, if you don't know, that's how it happens in Milwaukee. If you don't know that's the history, if you don't can't pick up a newspaper, if your Google's not broke, you can find out how it's done. That's disqualifying, right? You're either ignorant willfully or otherwise. Or Earl, he is purposefully lying to everybody, which I believe is also disqualifying. Either way, this guy should be nowhere near the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
You know, the third option is what's happening, because they're leading people to believe this across the state. And so that gives them even more leverage, because people who don't know anything about Milwaukee or any of those things, and they keep hearing this constantly from conservative talk radio and others like Schimmel and others, then that's what they believe. And so, you know, what they fail to understand is the majority of the people in the state are in Milwaukee. So you're not going to be able to count it as quickly as you will, let's say, a real little town. What's a little small town?
Like Appleton.
Like Appleton, right. Okay. So it's going to take a little longer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, it's just common sense.
But of course, it's common sense, and we know the rules. And we've had this conversation year after year after year after year, man. Constantly, every time these Republicans lose Milwaukee, all these votes came in. But they don't change the laws because they want this argument. Earl, do you think? Because I do. That when they say Milwaukee, what they really mean is those black people voting down in Milwaukee County. That's the way I take it. What do you think?
Hey. The Dickens, you say? Come on, man.
Wow.
Come on, man.
I haven't heard that one in 150 years.
That's my point, man. You know that's the reason.
Oh, come on. So,
right?
Yeah. That's.
Listen, man, when people of color, black people only make up 5% of the population, we're the boogeyman. We didn't just get to be the boogeyman in the state. It's always been that way throughout my life. It'll be that way long after I'm gone. When you only make up 5% of the population. And that's what they've been able to. This is not the first time. This is not the first rodeo with this, Dominic.
No.
It's been going on forever. And people across the state, unfortunately, many people want to believe that, right?
Yeah.
They don't know any better. They don't know. They haven't been in Milwaukee. They don't know the people of Milwaukee. So it's easy to believe that. If you keep hearing the same thing over and over and over, you got to believe. Why would somebody lie?
Because, right? What? Yeah, the Dickens, you say. Hey, folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Love hanging out with our friend Earl Ingram. He does a fine program right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. But we get a little extra time with Earl today. Come back with us. Callers, be patient. We will get to you. We'll continue the conversation briefly on the other side. But we also got to get to some of the national news, the efforts of the Trump administration, Donald Trump, today, signing an executive order to get rid of a congressional-created department. That's interesting. See how that's going to work out. Plus, the leadership in the Democratic Party. Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders, AOC, J.B. Pritzker, Tim Walz, Gavin Newsom. Who are we looking to? Look to us. Come back with us. Your opinions on what the Dems should be doing, what their priorities should be. 855-752-4842.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV host and comedian Mike Toomey, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then magician Lou Lepore joins me in studio for some Houdini talk. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump signing off to dismantle the Department of Education, directing his Education Secretary Linda McMahon to shutter the agency, except for critical programs, including Pell Grants.
We're going to be returning education very simply back to the states where it belongs. And this is a very popular thing to do, but much more importantly, it's a common sense thing to do.
Critics say it will impact underserved students and schools. The White House says it will save money. ABC's Selena Wang says Congress will get the final say.
Well, the president's goal is to completely get rid of the Department of Education, but that requires an act of Congress. So what this executive order does is it directs his education secretary to do everything